Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
Now for our story. Bill Meade had worked hard at the bank all morning, plowing doggedly through a stack of paperwork which had accumulated on his desk. After lunch, he'd fought off the drowsiness which sometimes overcame him about that time of day and continued working. But at 3 o'clock, after the doors had been officially locked, Bill felt that he had to get out for a brief recess or he'd never be able to finish out the day. Accordingly, we find him now swinging down Main Street at the far end of town in search of a cool drink. As he comes up to the open doors of Smitty's pool hall, the rather dark interior and the busy hum of several electric fans invites him to enter.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, Mr. Meade. Haven't seen you in quite a while. I've been keeping busy.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Well, so long as you're getting ahead, it's worth it, I guess. What'll it be?
Give me a nice tall Coke, Jim, with lots of ice and some fresh lemon.
You're pretty fancy, aren't you? I don't ordinarily spoil my customers, you know, but seeing it you, okay.
Well, a Coke hits the spot when you're warm.
I guess so. I don't go much for these soft drinks myself. Yeah, give me a bottle of beer every time.
Well, that's okay, too.
Well, there you are, pal.
Thanks. Oh, boy, that tastes good. I'm going back to work, so a Coke's best. Hate to go back smelling like a distillery.
You afraid the girls won't like it, eh, Bill?
Well, that may have something to do with it.
I'll bet it has. Yeah, you're getting to be quite the ladies' man, from what I hear.
Hey, you mean it's gotten around already?
Sure has, brother. And if I were you, I wouldn't be too happy about having the whole town talking about it, either.
Well, what do you mean, Jim? So far as I'm concerned, I'm proud to have it known that Peggy Douglas and I intend to get married.
Peggy Douglas? Hey, wait a minute, Bill. I guess you and me are talking about different things.
Oh, I don't know. I guess the rumor has gotten around about my engagement to Peggy.
There's some rumors floating around, all right. But I hadn't heard about your planning to get hitched. But congratulations, Bill. I'm honestly glad to hear it. Smartest thing you could do, under the circumstances.
Look here, Jim. You and I have always gotten along. But I don't like this tone you're taking. If I were you, I'd watch myself.
Oh, come on, Bill. Don't get on your high horse. Anyway, it'd be more like it if I told you to watch yourself. I'm no stuffed shirt. I never have been. Guy has a right to have his fun, I say. But there's a limit, after all.
What in the name of blue blazes are you talking about?
You don't need to put up a front with me, Bill. When Georgie Stewart starts spreading a story, you can count on it to being all over town inside of 24 hours.
Georgie?
I'm not going to say I blame you, either. Man to man, that Descari girl is quite a dish, but why...
Wait a minute. Are you talking about Carla Descari?
I sure am, brother. Just a friendly warning, that's all. But Mario is not going to stand around and take a thing like that. You ought to know him, Bill. That guy's really got a temper. And he's nuts about his wife.
Carla Descari? Mario?
I hope you don't mind me saying this, Bill, but for the sake of your business connections, if nothing else, you're standing in this town. Oh, you know how these small burgs are. People here in Wakefield don't go for that kind of stuff.
Let me get this straight, Jim. As far as I can make out from all this guff you've been handing me, there's some kind of story going around about Carla Descari and me.
That's right.
Well, let me tell you this. That's just about the biggest lie I ever came across in my life. That anyone would think. Boy, would I like to get my hands on whoever started a story like that. Carla Descari. Why, she wouldn't look at any man but Mario.
Yeah, I admit that's what I always thought. But I sure changed my thinking lately. It's no use you trying to cover up, Bill. You know how the fellas sit around here all the time and chew the fat. As I say, you mustn't think they blame you. Oh, everybody knows you had a lot of grief lately, but with one thing and another. And Peggy was engaged to marry this writer fella. But still and all, Bill, you oughtn't to pick on a babe like Carla Descara. That's all I have to say.
Well, I'll tell you what I have to say. Either you're pulling my leg or this is the screwiest thing I ever heard of. It's all wrong, I tell you. Jim, you don't really believe this story.
Okay, Bill. If you want to play it this way. I thought we knew each other well enough to talk straight from the shoulder. But if you want to pretend I'm kidding, it's okay by me.
Pretend? Well, maybe this is somebody's idea of a joke. And if that's it, it's the most unfunny joke I ever ran into. Listen, Jim, I'm telling you the absolute truth. If you heard any story connecting me with Carla Descari, it's an out-and-out lie. Now, do you believe me?
Okay, okay. Sure, Bill, I believe you.
Bill Meade wasn't quite satisfied with Jim's answer, but as he walked back to work, he tried to think the incident over more calmly. Well, perhaps he'd been foolish to get so excited over a bit of senseless gossip. Probably it was just a joke in any case. When he told Peggy, Bill thought she'd probably kid him about losing his sense of humor. But at that same moment, Peggy herself was having a rather puzzling conversation with her dressmaker, Emily Ames.
You and Bill Meade are getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Well, heaven knows it's been hanging fire long enough. I guess you must know what you're getting into.
Getting into, Emily? That's a funny thing to say.
Turn around to the left, will you, Peggy? This hem is crooked.
Enough?
Mm-hmm. That's fine. I like you a lot, Peggy. You're a nice, wholesome girl, and I do think you deserve to be happy.
Well, thank you. I expect to be.
If a married woman ever is happy.
Why, Emily Ames, you sound awfully cynical. And I always thought you and Tom had such a happy life together.
You don't know what I had to go through, keeping things going. It's the woman who has to make all the allowances, Peggy. You might as well make up your mind to that.
Oh, I'm sure Bill would always meet me halfway if we had a difference of opinion.
Don't be too sure of that. You may think you know Bill. And then again, you may find out you don't really know him at all.
Well, I ought to know him, Emily. Heaven knows we've had our troubles. But that's all over now.
Don't be too sure.
Emily, I don't understand you. The last time we talked, you didn't sound like this.
Like what, Peggy?
Well, sort of threatening, warning, as if you expected the worst. What's the matter? Have you decided you don't believe in marriage?
I wouldn't say I don't believe in marriage, exactly. It's men I don't believe in.
Men? Oh, Emily, honestly, that's such a funny thing to say. After all, you can't believe in marriage if you don't believe in men.
You can laugh, Peggy. I'm quite a bit older than you, though, and I mean what I say. The only way a woman can get along with a man is not to trust him. At least not any further than you can throw a house.
But I do trust Bill. I have every reason to. He's the most honest, truthful person on earth.
Maybe you just think he is.
Well, I certainly wouldn't marry him if I didn't think so.
Well, I just want you to remember what I said. There may be a lot of things going on that you don't know about. I don't want to make trouble, but I just wish you'd bear that in mind.
But why?
At least you won't be so gullible. Listen, Peggy. The finest man in the world is susceptible to temptation. The only way a woman can protect herself is to realize that and watch out for it.
You mean be suspicious?
Well, watchful, at least. You know yourself. A man makes a big to-do. You're the only woman in the world and all that sort of thing. Then once he's sure of you...
Emily, I don't like this kind of talk. There's not a bit of truth in what you say. At least, not concerning Bill and me. Oh, I know you mean well, but just the same, I don't like it.
You think Bill Meade is just about perfect, don't you?
No, of course I don't. Bill has his faults. They're all very human ones. Oh, he wouldn't do anything cheap or mean.
All right, my dear. You just go ahead and think that if you want to. I only hope you don't find out too late.
Find out what, for heaven's sake?
I'd rather not say. But just remember what I said. Don't be too sure he's such an angel. You might get a very nasty surprise.
Peggy Douglas and Bill Meade, happily planning their wedding after so many postponements. Looking ahead to a future together. But today, both young people have met with a strange, puzzling attitude from the townspeople. An attitude neither can understand, but which is due to a false rumor deliberately started by Bill's former father-in-law, Ben Calvert. Will Peggy and Bill see the danger which lies ahead of them in time to avert a tragic misunderstanding? One which affects the young Italian couple, Mario and Carla Descari, as well as themselves?
Spring is in the air, and at Minky Couture, we're celebrating this joyful season with warmth, love, and the softest, coziest blankets. Whether you're cuddling up after an Easter egg hunt or gifting a little extra comfort to someone special, our luxury blankets make every moment even sweeter. From our Minky family to yours, happy Easter. May your day be filled with love, laughter, and all the cozy moments you can dream of. Visit us online at minkycouture.com or stop by one of our stores to find your perfect Minky hug today.